following is a digital media production.
Hey, this is Joe.
And I'm Kate. On this episode, we have Liz Mealy to talk about my Weedman experience, dyslexia, and dropping out of college.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf. And today we have a very special guest. Comedian Liz Mealy's here.
Woo!
So special.
You are so special. She's my friend.
Oh.
And what I like about Liz is I feel like you accept me for my weirdo-ness, but you're also cynical enough that you put me in my place when it's too much.
Yeah, I feel like that has to be everyone who knows you.
Yeah,
it has to be
accurate.
That.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, I embrace your quirks. Because I know that under it is just broken glass.
You're so mean.
She's.
But don't you? I was just telling my roommate this the other day. I hate when there's like a quirky character in like a show, but you don't learn anything about him. I was like, quirk doesn't come out anywhere. Quirkiness comes from sadness. I want to know what happened to her.
And I'm the first one to say that I've had to work through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
No, I felt like, no, I agree. Like even Phoebe on Friends, they didn't go deep enough with Phoebe for her to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, no, what's really going on with her?
Yeah.
What do you expect?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like a fucking drug. Can I curse? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, drug abuse problems. Or,
oh, she just like did a lot of blow back
like,
in the day and now
really
she's
just
Phoebe?
She had to come through a lot to be. Well, okay. So I'm watching Fuller House with Shane and Kimmy Gibbler, even as an adult, is the most annoying human of all time. And like, that's what I mean. It's like, it would be more interesting if you found out. It was like, yeah, you know, I was about to say something really dark and then I had to change it.
Please tell me what it was.
I was going to say Kim Lee got molested by a family member and then she got through it. And you're like, oh, Kimmy, you know,
way to do it.
Oh, yeah. So she's a little annoying, but she went through a lot.
Yeah. No,
good
you
for
got
Kimmy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's terrible.
You can't feel annoyed at her anymore.
This is what you're thinking when you're watching Fuller House with your kid.
No, I just, Liz just pointed it out about that character because until they have to go a little bit deeper into the story for that to be okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a Kimmy Gibbler, Liz Mealy.
No, you're lovely. You're lovely, but you're broken.
You.
And I like it. It turns me on a little bit.
Oh, really? Well, you know, this year might be the year of the vag for.
Oh,
yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm officially ready.
Kate's just talking shit.
Yeah, I mean, every woman is.
I know.
But seriously, there's a just like I have hope for some dudes that I really like, I also have hope for like, maybe I'll just go Les.
No, girls are always thinking that. But I think there are only a few that could actually do it. Who could go as hard as this new hair that
I dyed. Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like skydiving, like you wanna, but you're like,
exactly. There are only a couple of us that will actually take the plunge into that puss or the air.
I think
if it's skydiving.
I think life is rough enough that something horrible enough is gonna happen to me where I'll be like, I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
You know
that's
what?
The way to think, Liz.
Fuck it.
Isn't that a positive way
Vagina.
To look at giving up?
And hopefully you'll fall in love and she'll want to hear that too. You'll be like, listen, I was traumatized enough to want to be with you.
Yeah. And so you're welcome. Don't make me a sandwich.
I am starting to think though about, you know, really actually being with a woman because when I think about the traits I want, and Nathan McIntosh has said this, whenever I say it, he's like, yeah, that's a woman. When I'm like, I want my man to be really sensitive and to be okay with just having sex with one person. He's like, a woman. Although I do know some men that are actually in that category, just for the record.
It's beautiful.
My brother being one of them.
It's beautiful.
Ooh.
He's an amazing man.
A weird turn, but that's beautiful.
That did
I don't want. No, I didn't mean like I. You know.
No. Yeah. No. No. It's fine. No. We didn't all think that right away. As soon as you said your brother was weird.
Oh well, you know, I'm just saying that there are some sensitive men out there. But if I don't find one of them, I might be with a woman.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't mean just with a woman. I mean like we're going to have a garden. Do some recipes.
So we go right from in our 30s to being 70.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for
getting
that.
Getting a garden right away.
No, but how lovely would that be? Think about it.
I don't need that. You come and you'd be like, you know, our sprouts are really growing.
That's what
this,
I'm saying. No,
year.
You think about this. Think about what sprouts would mean. You like to eat healthy. Suddenly you have sprouts growing in your kitchen and those cute little things you can hang. At first it sounds nerdy and now you're like, I have unlimited sprouts?
Not unlimited. And you also have to fucking take care of them.
Yeah. I'm not ready for like gloves and digging with a partner. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Some kid that I know moved
out. My dreams
just
shatter.
I'm out.
Some kid that I know moved out and he lives in his apartment with his dog. And he told me, he's like, dude, guess what? And I'm like, what? He's like, I got a garden. And I was like, what the fuck? Dude, what are you talking? Like, what? He, like, hyped it up like I was going to be excited and be like, what? Oh, tomatoes. Like, I don't give a fuck, man. Why do you have a garden?
That's why you need to get old man friends.
Guys.
Like, you get the right old man friends.
Let me tell you
something.
I had a relationship with this guy, Joe. Okay. Santa Gatto. No, this guy, Joe Mancini. I shouldn't have said his full name. That was a mistake. And, but we had a garden, and it was honestly the best, most stable relationship I've ever been in. I did call off that wedding because I had a lot of other journeying to go through. But
because you weren't ready for stability?
I wasn't ready at all. But I'm getting there, which might lead me to a puss. But anyway, we grew spaghetti squash in our backyard, and we
as somebody that eats a lot of spaghetti squash, that turned me on a little bit.
See?
Yeah.
Think about that. You just go into your backyard. He was amazing. He, like, took care of me. I was the crazy one. He was just the one that loved me no matter what. Fuck. He was hot and had a good job.
Are you gonna
cry? To dance with me? And I was like, no. You know what, Joe? I want to date some dudes who are going to cheat on me and treat me badly.
Were you the same age?
How old was I? I dated him from 18 till... like 23, 24.
How old is he?
Same age.
What? Did he like grow up in like a stable environment?
Or he did grow up in a stable environment.
Oh man, I've been wanting to meet one of those.
Yeah. No, he was.
It's like on my bucket list.
He was beautiful.
Like, date one stable dude, see how it feels.
It was actually awesome. We got engaged and I started having panic attacks. And like, I was like, nobody, you're going to shut the fuck up.
No.
We are marrying Joe.
We're doing this.
He was my best friend. Like, we got along amazingly well. Like, literally, we would just turn on music and we'd have funny dance parties, like, not like taking ourselves seriously. We would just be ridiculous together. Like, we just got each other. And my body started having panic attacks. And it turns out I kind of fell out of love, which, you know what it was? I have a very strong personality, in case you haven't noticed. And it started, like, the power started to shift where he wasn't really standing up to me even when I was wrong or being bitchy or cranky. It was just like whatever I said went.
Oh, that's horrible.
And it just.
Yeah.
My vagina was like, oh, no.
I need to be emotionally slapped around a little bit.
Not slapped around necessarily, but I want someone who's going to hold their ground because I'm going to hold my ground, you know?
Yeah, I say that all the time. It's like, I would hate to be in a relationship with someone who just will conform to your, beliefs and way of thinking of things. Like, have your own thing, and then I have my own thing, and then we share the, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it can't be just like you are conforming to everything. Like,
he was so sweet, but he didn't like confrontation or fighting to the point of he wouldn't ever say, you know. And sometimes I was being a bitch. Sometimes, you know, he should have said, okay, take it down a couple notches. No, like, there would be times where he'd start vacuuming and he should have been like, yo, Kate, get your ass up and help me clean up, or like, you know. But it was just,
yeah, I can't do passive.
Very passive. I can't do
that shit.
But yeah, so shouts out. And he just got married recently. Good for him. Yeah.
Good for him.
Did you go?
No. He won't talk to me anymore.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Yeah. No, it's the right move, Joe. It's the right move. Don't pick up those phone calls. Yeah, no, he doesn't want to talk to me anymore because I called off the wedding, met my ex-husband immediately on veggiedate.com. Got knocked up really quickly and ended up getting married to my ex-husband, pregnant, 6 months pregnant, on the same month and year that I was supposed to marry Joe. So that wasn't very cool of me.
How is it the same month and year?
Because, like, when Joe and I got engaged, it was like going to be a year and a half.
Oh,
away.
I see. I'm sorry.
And then it all ended up working out that I still got married that month, that year. But someone different was knocked up, was not happy, by the way, if that makes you feel any better, Joe.
Yeah.
I was crying on the inside and the outside.
My baby was crying. Everyone was crying.
Oh, no, Shane. Can you keep him out of this, Liz Mealy?
It's little tears when you give birth to them. It's little tears. No?
Jesus.
Is that a placenta?
This is going really oddly dark. The placenta? I don't even know where that fits in. Placenta? You're
just
throwing things.
Tears?
I just learned the other day that people eat that.
I know. Yeah. We told you on the podcast.
Oh, right. That was the
I was about to go, you goof? Oh. You goof?
Yeah.
Okay, grandma.
Who else would have taught you about eating placenta?
I don't know. You're right.
This
That's
one.
Stupid question. I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
I mean, it's nutritious.
Liz throws it out real quickly out of her backpack.
I'm like literally like, that was lunch, but all right.
Would you eat my placenta?
I mean, that's really intimate, but
when,
probably.
When we're in our lesbian relationship.
Definitely if we're in our lesbian, like, I'd feel really close to you.
Okay. Why? But see, I don't want to have a lesbian relationship with you. I'll be the girl again.
Wait, what does it look like?
I don't know. It's like a bag.
It looks almost like an organ, like a liver. It's like, yeah. It's kind of gross, but delicious. Anyway, what do you want to get? Speaking of delicious things to eat, our top
segue.
I do flawless segues.
Have you morphed into being a mom, or were you always like a mom? Were you like this at 12?
I think I've always been kind of a dork, for sure. Like, okay. I've always been like popular in high school, but definitely a nerd. Yeah. And definitely just like, ah!
Yo, like, I always, like, you felt... always wanted a garden, is what you're trying to say?
I don't know if I do actually want a garden, but more like I want someone to grow a garden for me and help take care of me.
You
want to
be a rich person.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, I want a Joe again, like, who's going to help me be more stable. And when I'm like, I can't get out of bed, I'm depressed, he's like, honey, okay. Like, I want that again. Like, I want, it's like, okay, so I have all these guy friends who are comics, and they find these girls that, like, nurture them and take care of them. Like, they get to be the messy artsy ones, and then the girls are their stability. Like, I want that reversed.
Yeah. So
that's all I want. I want, like, I want a walking garden.
Really? Oh god, I can't do that.
I mean, as a comic, don't you just want somebody to fucking give you, like, structure and, like, make you feel like,
yeah, I don't mean that they're boring. I want them to still be an artist.
I'm saying, like, never mind.
No, tell me.
I thought you were saying it in the sense of, like, was taking care of them.
No, I don't really want to be.
I'm saying the dudes that you were just talking about.
Oh, no. It's like, even Nathan and Liz, like, she doesn't take care of him, but, like, she's the one that, like, cooks more. And, like, I'm not very typically feminine. I want a man who's going to help nurture me, because I'm a hot mess.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking fire monkey tornado. And
you have new fucking nicknames every show.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Fire monkey tornado.
Well, it's because I can feel into my energy.
Yeah, and you combine emojis, and that's how you get your name.
Fire monkey tornado.
Do they have a tornado emoji?
Oh, sure, like, she doesn't know. Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't updated my emojis.
Oh, come on. How are you living? Yeah.
I know. People send me these weird alien faces all the time, and I'm like, I don't even know what they sent me.
Update it, because it's really going to, it's actually going to make you closer to those people.
Can you show me how to update? See, this is what I need. I need someone to help me update emojis. My software on my laptop is like 5 years old. I need structure, people.
I got you.
I'm just waiting till Shane turns 15, and then I'm like, dude, hey, Shane.
I literally told some dude at the Apple store, I was like, I'm literally either waiting to get, like, a graphic designer boyfriend or just raise a graphic designer. I was like, I will adopt, like, a 15-year-old graphic designer right now. You need somebody to buy you clothes, you do stuff to my computer.
Yes,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Shane's allowed iPad time, but it only has to be tutorials on how to help make mommy's website.
That's awesome. If you make mommy a website, you can play all the Game Boy you want.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Okay, so our topic is eating right and taking care of your body.
Okay, everybody just left.
Yeah, everyone's like, boo!
We haven't lost them after the garden talk.
No, because your body started to break down on you from eating gluten and stuff like that, right? From eating gluten and stuff like that.
It's so funny. I wish it was gluten. Like, I mean, you find out all that shit is, like, it manifests on top of it. But I have a yeast allergy. And I mean, I probably have had it since I was like 7 years old, and I had all these like stomach issues and all these weird things on my skin. And it was just one of those things. My parents are veterinarians. I actually never saw doctors when I was a kid. So almost everything that I would put on my skin would say for cats and dogs only.
Oh,
and that's still in my medicine cabinet. My mom would be like, I'll call my mom and I'll be like, I do it for my cat, but I do it for myself. I'm like, you think that's eczema? And she goes, yeah, I'll just send you something in the mail. Like, I don't see doctors, and I've never really seen doctors, and I don't like doctors.
I don't really like doctors either. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but like,
it's a good
this
thing.
Is a lot of information. My Here butt started itching recently, and I think it's because I'm allergic to, actually I've heard that it might be a gluten reaction.
Yeah.
And instead of actually like finding out the source, I'm like, I'll get a cream.
That's a little weird.
I'll just itch it. Fuck it.
I like how I thought you were going where I was like, and I tried to cut out gluten. But you went, right, I'll find my own topical.
Like, no.
I mixed eggs with mayo.
I'm going to eat this donut.
And I put it on my ass. And it's really cooling. So I
created my own cream. So if you want to buy it.
I know that right now I can feel my body saying, you need to take better care of me. Like, I can feel it. My body's like, I need more greens in me. Not masturbating with a cucumber. I need you to eat healthier. And I know that. And I need to get there. But I'm like, yo, universe, where's my fucking amazing gourmet chef boyfriend who's going to cook this for me. Because I want to eat them chipwiches, you know? Yeah,
totally.
But those chipwiches are making my butt itch.
Good Lord.
Okay. I'm turning into my mom. I used to hate my mom. My friends would come over and they'd be like, how are you, Jane? She'd be like, I've had the runs all day. And I'd be like, no, mom. I hate, like, still, she'd be like, I can't eat soy because I'll start lactating. I'm like, no one needs to know that. That's disgusting. And here I am. I'm like, I eat a chipwich and my butt itches.
I like how you're like, mom, you have no social cues. And you're like, but I'm going to be a comedian and I'm going to have all the social cues.
I'm going to be nothing like you. She was an art teacher who made jewelry. Can't shut up. I'm like... So brutal.
You could have just saved yourself 10 years of trying to find yourself and just be your mom.
Never. I know, my dad's like this introverted math teacher. Did not go that way.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have, though.
You had red hair.
Really, Liz.
So, are you trying to actually eat better or no?
It's been planted. Are you doing it? It's been planted.
Everyone's doing, and they say, I want to try and eat better, and they eat a salad, and then the next day they're like, that Oreo is just so good.
I find it resentful that people assume salad is like the only healthy way to eat. That's because I don't eat that many salads. I mean, I can't have salad.
What do
dressing.
You eat? You eat like a paleo diet, right?
I would say paleo. I'm stricter than paleo right now. Like, eventually the goal is to eat just paleo. I mean, paleo is like just beautiful.
That's rough when your goal is to get to one of the strictest diets out there.
But I mean, mine's even stricter because it's the candida diet. But basically, it mimics a lot of paleo. So it's a lot of meat and vegetables. It gets stricter because I'm off fruit. I'm off everything. Like, I always tell people what I can eat, because to tell people what I can't eat, it's like they just start walking away in the middle and they're just like, we can't be friends with
them. Why are you off fruit?
So candida is an overgrowth of yeast. So it sugar feeds yeast. So you cut out all sugar.
Wow. So even natural sugars fuck you up.
Yeah. I can't have anything but stevia. And stevia's gross. Although
I like stevia.
The powder's disgusting. The drops are a little bit better.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm off everything.
I was just saying before we started that today, actually, well, for the past couple of months, I've been in the gym every single day and I'm starting to like eat right or not.
Yeah. Eat
super,
healthier.
Yeah. I'm not like super strict with it. And when people ask me about it, because I did lose some weight and, I got healthier and I feel more energized and everything. So people ask me like whatever, but what I try to do is just try to eat healthy, like Monday to Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, just kind of eat whatever I want. And that's not like me having like a cheat day or something. It's me just being like, you know what, have a snack or something. Yeah, just like whatever. It's not like eat a whole fucking pizza pie or something like that, or like a cake. Like,
that
just
would be
eat
my
whatever
cheat
you feel
day.
Like eating that
I would
day.
Like to be like a social eater, which sounds like really weird, but like, because I can't eat anything that anybody else eats, it's hard for me to go out. But eventually, aww, when I'm healthy enough, like, I can go and eat like a regular person.
You know what you
just
can
like
eat?
The way
this
so-
pussy. I apologize. It's beautiful. See, I am. I'm like, look, I'm becoming my mother, which is also not, my mom isn't a lesbian. I don't. Why don't you just keep talking?
No.
Do you think I'd be a successful lesbian?
I actually think you would be.
What
a great
is a
lesbian.
Successful
like,
lesbian?
Like, would I like be able to get like a good girlfriend? Like, would I be able to hit on chicks?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you. And thank you, Chris. I mean,
I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, I'm a little wet. Like,
my soul song just sang a little louder, Liz. I appreciate that.
I mean,
thank you.
I'm reading you. I'm picking it up.
Okay. Yeah. You know what, though? I'm actually very prude. That's the thing. Like, I'm serious, because when I was in fifth grade, I did have a slight lesbian experience. I'm not going to give her full name because she doesn't appreciate it. This is what happened.
Like,
I was in fifth grade.
Her vagina.
Nobody appreciates their full name on this podcast, but you're just doing it whenever you feel like it. I'm like, I'll just go by Liz. Good. Can I be anonymous?
Yeah, Liz, M-I-E-L. Okay. So there was a girl named Katie, and we were very close friends, and she was my best friend in fifth grade. And this is why I try to say to people, I am definitely a little bi, and people think I'm not, but I totally am a little bi. Her and I decided to play house. I, of course, was the husband. I'm just saying, I'm
why?
The husband. I don't know. I have a little more masculine. I'm in touch with my masculine side. So she came home and we started like kissing, not like French kissing. We were just going like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
You were tap kissing?
Tap kissing.
Okay.
And then I pulled up her shirt and I was kissing on her not
tits?
Developed boobs. Yeah.
Did you suck?
I didn't suck. I didn't know what. I mean,
she's
I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
I had to ask.
Yeah. And then I fingered her. No, I just, oh, that's, oh, fifth grade. Okay. take it down a couple notches, Kate. You know, but I was like kissing on her, boobs. Like,
that's not how, you know, adults greet each other.
No, I know. I know. I mean,
good morning, honey.
The good relationships do.
I was getting up some porns.
Yeah.
You're just like, I know my
one
wife.
Day. Yeah. Hey, baby. How was your day at work? Let me see damn titties. Anyway, so
back to me saying I was prude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I talk like that. But then actually, even like when it comes to like the first kiss with someone, I get so nervous. Like I start getting real like, you know, where I'm like, I am a robot. I feel awkward. Like, it's crazy. I remember the first time I kissed Tim, I was like in the car with him and I was for an hour. I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm too scared. like literally I talk about it for an hour. And I was just like, I get real nervous.
I feel like it's easier if you're the girl, because if you're nervous, you just like kind of hang out there. The dude has to like trying to he's like figure double dutching, like trying to figure out when should I jump
in. And
I'm
the one making it worse because I'm like, isn't this awkward? I feel awkward. Do you feel awkward?
No, you know what was really awkward? One time, it was like the first time I was going to kiss this girl, and she said, one, two, three.
She no, she didn't.
Swear to
no.
God. Swear to God, she said that. She went, one, two, three. Or three, two, one. I don't know.
And then she leaned in?
No. I was like, you know when you like both know it's about to happen?
No.
So she just like, I heard her so like, she went, one, two, three. And I was like, like I started dying laughing.
I feel like that has to be in some girly magazine where it's just like when you're getting ready to embrace.
Just say
do a three. 3, 2, 1 yeah, pat down.
Yeah. Works every time.
And you'll feel more calm. Your lips will be perked. Like, you know, yeah. It's like some bullshit.
And I was dying. I was like, did you just, was that a countdown?
You just have to go for it.
Yeah. It was just so weird.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I'm sure
it's good when you're. That's why people like to be drunk for those kinds of things. Because the times that I have been drunk for a first kiss, I don't give a fuck. I'm the worst. Then I'm not prude. Then I'm like, are we having sex or what tonight?
I've only one time. I read the situation wrong and kissed some girl who was not about it at all.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But like it was. I was really drunk and we were dancing or whatever. And I'm dancing with this girl for a while, and it just kind of felt like, you know, we're interested in each other here. And she looked at me, right? And then she looked at my mouth. And usually when someone looks at your mouth, you're like, okay, well, you know, whatever. This person wants to kiss
me. I don't know
me.
If I even notice when someone's looking at my mouth.
Well, it doesn't happen. It's a rare occasion. But when it happens, you're like, well, this is a sign.
Checking out these lips.
So I leaned in and I kissed her. And then she backed up. And then I said, this is cool.
No.
I was like, this is cool? She was like, no. And no. I was like, sick. And I just walked away. I was like, fuck that.
Sick. I'm going to go and regret that move for about an hour in my
head. I felt so bad, too, because I was like, oh, God, I'm the creepy guy now. So the next day, like, I knew one of her friends, this kid that I knew. And I heard someone. I was like, yo, please tell that girl that I am so sorry, because that's so weird.
Aw.
I think I've done the last first kisses. Like, I think the last couple of guys.
Are you the first kissers? You a first kisser?
I'm very impatient.
That's great. I like that.
I'm you like that? You like that in the lesbian partner?
I do. I like that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You guys are learning so much about your future relationship.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
You got a garden. Yeah. What's the spaghetti squash?
Yeah, I'm pretty
I don't
excited.
No, I don't think we do have a garden because neither one of us wants to be the one to.
No, but I think if we combined our incomes, we could definitely hire like a hot gardener.
We're a lesbian couple, but we keep hiring hot dudes.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, Roger, just take your shirt off.
Yeah.
And he's
we're just going to make out and watch you.
Yeah, and he's like,
that's actually a dope relationship.
I know.
We get to just really make hot dudes uncomfortable all the time.
And they're like, they're lesbians, but they're
are we going to have threesomes with dudes in our lesbian relationship?
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to be fair to you, Liz.
Yeah, no. I just don't know if I'm ready. But like, it's not even like...
Whatever. But we really emasculate him. He's not allowed to use his penis in it at all.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
It's just a French kissing threesome.
That'd actually be like just really quaint. And I'll be like, okay, we're going to shower. You can watch, but like you should leave later.
Yeah, it's a really sweet, emotional, sexual threesome. Not hot, just like sensual. There you go.
Be like, if you want some spaghetti squash later, you can stick around.
This is the most planned out.
I mean, this is pretty much what me and Kate do. We'd be like, when we give it up, what do you want to do with your life?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I believe the healthiest thing we talked about is spaghetti squash.
It is. By the way, how do you feel about aliens? Do you support my belief in them?
I don't believe in ghosts or aliens, which is really hard for us, which is going to be a big hurdle. I'll say this. I would support any art class that you take where you draw them. I will listen to your stories that are clearly made up.
But are you going to be like kind when you... No, they're not made up. I have communication with my alien beings.
Any spirits that you talk to, I will listen like you were talking about the premise of a movie. And I will try not to say, I would love to see that with you.
It's very fair.
I'll think about
That's a good compromise, I think.
I mean...
We don't have to do everything together. We can mountain climb. We could not mountain climb. We can believe in ghosts. We could not believe in ghosts.
I wanted someone I can canoe with.
And yeah, I'll totally
canoeing and coming.
Yeah, we can totally do that together.
The name of our book.
Not at the same time. Not at the same time. You will flip.
Yeah.
They're very stable.
Yeah.
The canoes?
But if come on a canoe, that would definitely be a story we tell at like bonfires and stuff.
But then we have to we have to argue for who gets to use that in their stand-up. The time we flipped the canoe from eating each other out. And I'm like, no, I get to do that one on stage.
Yeah, that's
well, I'm
true.
Sure you guys could figure something out. Like every other Monday. You get the second and third week. She gets the first.
Thank you.
No, you just call it as it happens. Like you literally slip in a tub. And I was like, I got this story.
Whoever says it first.
Yeah. Like shotgun.
All right. This works. See, this is why you have to date a woman.
A woman. Well, there you go.
This is why you should learn how to speak. Okay. Do we want to talk more about food?
It doesn't seem like it.
Well, I was actually going to go. Okay. So this is how I feel when people correct my grammar, because I had someone on Twitter. They said something like, oh, your grammar, blah, blah. I hate when people correct my grammar or if I misspell something, because I feel like, yo, I am trying to bring down a very complex, big concept that has a color and a shape to it, and you're going to correct the phonetic or whatever the fucking thing is of it? Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I doubt that it's big, but...
No, it's big! And it's multidimensional, this concept, but...
It's a tweet.
It's a tweet. Give it a big... But this is bringing me to the fact that you have dyslexia, and I actually have a theory that a lot of people who are dyslexic are actually very high consciousness, but they have trouble with structure and bringing it down into the linear world. So a lot of the dyslexic people I've met are actually very creative, artistic, and brilliant people. They just didn't do well in a very structured public school environment.
I agree with all that. Genius over here. Totes genius. It is funny to me because grammar Nazis, the rage I feel inside me when I get, because I get corrected on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And I go, did you understand what I said? And they go, yeah. And I go, then it doesn't fucking matter.
Exactly.
It's not a dissertation. It's not a publication. It's not a book. If you knew what I was saying, the whole point is communication. Half of Twitter, I love Twitter because fucking Twitter, you like make shit up to make it work so it fits.
So it fits in the thing. Yeah. About is ABT. I love it.
Yeah, it's just...
You sound like a mom who like just learned about fucking abbreviations.
Guess what about really is on Twitter? ABT.
FML.
Makes me fucking crazy. Especially because I've learned so much about dyslexia that you spend most of your life thinking you're dumb. Like, I thought I was dumb until like 5 years ago. And even now, I'm like, I might be one of the dumber dyslexics. Like, but like...
Look at me, I'm already getting upset. I'm like, no, you're not. You are brilliant. You are a multidimensional alien being.
Thank you.
Am I allowed to compliment you with alien compliments?
I'm going to try to believe it just so I can.
Okay, see, so I'm tricking you. I'm making it work its way in.
But to me, it's like, I know what dyslexia is. All it is like, so your brain is able to read and process out of the part of your brain that is supposed to read and write and do math. That there's like a special part of your brain that's what it does. It does it well. I process it from this other part of my brain that's not its job. So it does a shitty job and it takes too long to do it. So that's why like I'm a slow reader. I read incorrectly and then I'm exhausted afterwards. Like I start falling asleep after like a paragraph of reading. It's like I read more than most people that I know. Like I probably read about 30 books a year. That's more than people.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And I'm a fucking slow reader. And what's even worse is I don't understand what I'm reading half the time. So I'll reread it I'll read a paragraph like four times to kind of like
try to understand. How do you feel about audiobooks?
I actually have a hard time focusing. So I don't know. The reason I read is because I'm a visual person. And even though it's harder for me, it makes me concentrate and I can like, I don't know. It just sticks more rather than like an audiobook. It's like, I don't know. I have a hard time listening to podcasts, sorry, because like I fade. I just don't, I need, there's, I don't know, I need
to see something.
Yeah, and I somebody that is a fucking daydreamer and is always kind of in the clouds, I forcing myself to read a book keeps me focused. Not to say I don't drift, but it's like a task rather than, because you can multitask listening to a podcast, next thing I know I'm like, I didn't even hear anything that person just said. So the same thing with audiobooks. So even though it's harder for me, the stuff sticks. And I even read from reading all these, like I read this book called The Dyslexic Advantage, which is like literally kind of like changed my life kind of book. But they actually told me something I was doing I didn't realize is because I reread paragraphs over and over again, it does stick harder. And I do actually absorb more information I read than the average person.
That's awesome.
So that's like just one of the things. But there's like, I mean, they have done so much research that anytime they have these like entrepreneurial conferences, they'll be like, how many people are dyslexic? And it's like 80%.
But that's what I'm saying. I've really found the friends that I have that are dyslexic are some of the most brilliant people because they really think big and conceptually.
So that is one of the things. You're a broader thinker. So I can even see in my jokes, like I'm able to have a bigger idea and funnel it down smaller so you can see it. Yeah. And most people are like, how do you even think of that? And you're like, I'm always thinking big picture.
You're always in that place. And the harder part is to funnel it down into the linear world.
Yeah, and I also, like an experience I had 5 years ago, I might not know how to turn it into a joke, and then something happens to me tomorrow and I'm able to link it.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Like I had this filing cabinet of experiences and like it gets kind of like moved around. It's funny because they say you can be a good architect. They say you can be like, there's a lot of like, you know, graphic design. There's like certain things. I can't do any of that shit. So I'm just like, why did I just get fucking writing jokes? This is not helping my life. But like, I can see where the benefits are. What I find interesting is most schools don't support dyslexic kids. And I think that's more the reason why they become entrepreneurs more than the dyslexia.
Interesting.
Because the thing is you become an entrepreneur because doing everything the way everybody else does doesn't get you the same results. So you have to think outside the box to get either different
results.
I feel
like you have that thinking, that type of thinking.
But
that, well, you're definitely an entrepreneur where you're not going to fit into someone else's box. You're going to start your own stuff.
Yeah. Well, as you were saying that, I was thinking like also what you're saying is true. Like because they do things a little differently, it's like that makes sense for them to be an entrepreneur. I was thinking also like someone who's dyslexic and it's harder to, I guess, read, or I don't know if it's learn on it. Like it's harder to learn or take in information in schools or whatever. So if you're, like you're saying, when you read a book, you read the things more times. So you're working harder than everyone else was reading that book.
Yeah.
So it's like, if they're the hard workers, it makes sense that they're entrepreneurs. Yeah. And
everything is hard. So it's so funny to me. Like, I think, like, I produced my own album. I've done 2 web series. I'm working on a short film. I'm going to Edinburgh. Like, everybody's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. It's always been hard. So why would I not do hard things? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know I can make more money if I self-produce my own album. I have options for other people to do it, but I've read all the material. If anybody ever knows who I am, I'll make 3 times as more money if I just do it myself.
Wow.
So it was harder, and I had to put more money up front, and it was exhausting, and I did a lot of research. But it's like, to me, I'm not scared of the work because everything I've ever done is work. So I take more risks than the average person. I think you have to take risks to be an entrepreneur. I think being a comic or doing anything artistically is going to fail a million times. I fail every day. So it's like, some of it is, I don't actually believe that you get a thicker skin. I think you just have enough experiences and you eventually hopefully learn how to deal with those experiences. But I don't actually think, I still get upset when I fail. I still cry most days. But it's quicker. I mean, I used to bomb and it would be sad for a week. And now I bomb and it either ruins 5 minutes or it might ruin an afternoon. But for the most part, I can even structurally be like, that bomb's not even important. I can, you know what I mean? Yeah. You have enough experiences that no bomb feels the same. So it's like, to me, I mean, I still struggle with being dyslexic. I hate the way people treat me when they read what I write. I have never lost a comedy notebook, and I think it's out of sheer embarrassment that if anybody ever found it, I would, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I think I'm so aware of where my notebook is that I would never forget about it, because if anybody found it, I'd be like, oh my God, they must think a child took a shit in a book.
What kind of, like, mistakes do you normally make.
So it's all around. It could be, I don't make backwards letters as much. It still does happen. My brother, because there's five of us in my family. My dad's dyslexic and is very genetic, and all my siblings are, but it's to various degrees. So my baby brother, who's 21, he's the most dyslexic. Like when he texts me, it's like I'm decoding, and we speak the same language. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a lot of misusing words, like. In there, I replace that word all the time. I leave out words. I misread signs. Like I see stuff differently. I don't know. Like when somebody says something is phonetic, like to me, they're just like, it's phonetic. And you're like, okay, well, you're making me feel sad because I still don't know how to spell it. Like I have a joke in my act where I was like, I think she's going to ask me hard things like, you know, why is my mom so angry? Or how many sexual partners have you had? Or how do you spell restaurant? Like shit, I don't know. And to me, it's like I spoke at this dyslexic conference, and it was kind of, at first I was just like, I don't belong to be here. Cause there's literally people that went to like Harvard Business School that like overcame their dyslexia. And now they're like big to do people in the business world. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I overcame it to tell jokes. But I talked to a bunch of people and they start telling you tricks. And one guy told me, he goes, oh, I asked Siri how to spell stuff. I've never used Siri before on my phone before. But every single day now, I go, Siri, spell opportunities.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, sometimes I'm, like, down the street and I'm trying to text a boy and I don't want to look stupid. So I'm like, Siri, spell opportunities. You know what I mean? Like, or, like, there's, like, he thinks I'm going to write something deep and really I'm just trying to figure out how you spell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, paranoid. Like, it's, you know, so for me, it's like the daily challenges still upset me. But I try to be open about it. Like I mean, even my Twitter says I write things dyslexically. I submit to all these writing jobs, and all I think, like, I have never submitted anything important without like at least two people reading it beforehand to make sure I don't look crazy. But if I ever got hired somewhere, I would clearly have to tell them like I'm dyslexic. I'll get it done, and I can write stuff fast. But like sometimes, if I write an email and I don't read it right away, and then sometimes I'll go back because you're like, oh, they haven't gotten back to me. It's like I spoke another language. Like, it does not make sense.
To you?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. I don't know what it is. And sometimes I'll read it four times, send it out, reread it.
I've never gotten something from you that...
I've probably read it six times. I have some OCD, so that helps.
Oh, there you go.
And I can't figure out if my OCD was developed because of this or if I've always been crazy and I've always had it. But I read things. I'll read, especially if it's important. I read it like four or five times.
Before you send it out.
My best friend, like since high school, I remember this so clearly because she handled it. She's a social worker, so she handled it like a pro. But I posted like a joke on Facebook, and a couple of people like corrected my spelling or whatever. And I was like, wah, wah. And now you can edit stuff. But this is before you could edit your statuses. And she wrote me an email and she was like, hey, if you want to like send me a bunch of your jokes before you post them, I'd be happy to like read through them and make sure they look okay. She goes, you should probably, you know, I can tell that you read it, but maybe you need to read it again. And I was like, I read it like seven times. I was like, I didn't see any of those mistakes.
This podcast is sponsored by Mack Weldon, which is the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts in the entire world. I have thrown out the rest of the clothes in my closet and I only wear Mack Weldon now.
That sounds reasonable. You definitely should do that.
I have the underwear on right now and my balls feel like they're on a cloud.
And their products are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor.
So my balls do not smell like my balls. So go to MackWeldon.com and you get 20% off using the promo code INVASION. And if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. So go to MackWeldon.com and you get 20% off your promo code INVASION.
Do it.
This is Sherrod Small.
And Kurt Metzger.
Of the Race Wars Podcast. Check out our podcast.
To hear the very first interracial friends in history.
Right. That's right.
That's right. We're the first.
We are.
The first real interracial friends talking about race openly and without fear. And there ain't nothing like it anywhere.
You're cheating
yourself if you're not listening.
You can find new and archived episodes of Race Wars on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Yeah.
So check it out.
You know, I feel like with the public school system, the thing that's been disappointing me the most, and I brought this up in the last podcast, although you and Nathan kind of made fun of it, went in a different direction with it. But, you know, and you know, because I talked to you after this happened with Shane last week, but it's so frustrating to me that when a kid does have trouble focusing, that, you know, some teachers will work with that child because they're just nicer, kinder people.
Yeah.
But when you get a teacher who's like super strict or structured, to give a kid a hard time who has trouble learning in the more typical way, it just pisses me off.
Have you heard this story? It's a this guy is one of the people that's like completely anti-school. I can't think of his name. He's from England, so it's like Sir something Robinson or whatever. But he had this beautiful story where this woman gets pulled aside by a teacher, and she's like, "Hey, can I talk to you?" And brings the kid and the mother into the room and goes, "Hey, actually, I want to talk to you outside the office. Let me just put on the radio and we'll let her sit in the office. It's no big deal." Puts on the radio.
Let the kid sit in the office?
Yeah. Puts it on the radio, moves out, looks at the kid, and within a couple of seconds, the kid starts dancing in the office. And she goes, "What's going on?" She goes, "I don't think your kid has problems learning. I think your kid's a dancer. Put her in a dance class, and I think everything will be fine." And she's like the choreographer for like Cats and like every huge Broadway show that you've ever heard of. But like this kid, like she was having all these disciplinary problems, and she goes, she's not dumb. She's a dancer. And it was like, bawled. I just started bawling. I was just like, I can't handle this. This is beautiful. But nobody says that. I've been called dumb my entire life.
Ugh, and you're the least dumb person.
But you know,
no, seriously though, like you're so creative. You're so smart. And you know, with Shane, I'm not just saying this. He's a really smart kid and he's very artistic. Yes, he spaces out. Like,
but that's part, that's where that shit comes from. Like, yeah. I think of all, I mean, I run, I read, I, you know what I mean? I like, I meditate, I do all this shit to like, I've only learned in the last couple of years to kind of let that spacey, you know, part of you kind of do what it's supposed to do, because that's where fucking all the ideas come from. Because otherwise, yeah, it's just fucking bullshit clutter in your face. And it's always the people that have the shittiest ideas that tell you exactly how you're supposed to live your life. And it makes me fucking crazy. I was like, really? So I could turn out like you? You seem happy and great. I don't want to sit at a fucking desk. Like, I don't think everybody is going to be creative, but I do think people could have divergent thinking and think outside the box and do something that's interesting with their life.
Wait, I need to tell you a story. So when I had that weed mint, oh, this weed mint. Anyway,
I just think that's going to be the name of a dog someday.
Weed
mint. Weed mint.
Our dog. No. So I was out and, I was with my friend Allison and Megan, and Megan knew this guy. And she's like, "Hey, come here, come here." He comes, sit down, and she does the worst thing that you could do to a comic, where she's like, "This is Kate. She's a comedian. Say something funny to him."
Oh, gross. My God.
Yeah. And I was like, and she had no idea, first of all, why that was annoying. Like, I just was like, Allison and I were looking at each other dying laughing, and Megan's like, "What?" And I was like, "No, Megan, no.
No, no. Like a dog. Yeah. No, Megan.
Bad Megan."
Now I want a dog named Megan.
Megan is so funny because she says the most out there funny shit, but doesn't realize why and how it's so funny.
Those are my favorite people.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, like it's really fun. Anyway, so this guy, he sits and so I go, now I have to talk to him, but I'm not going to do a joke. And I go, I said to him, "What do you do?" And he's like, "I'm a computer scientist." And I was like, I have still fucking no idea what you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, "What do you do?" He's like, "Computer scientist." I'm like, "What do you do?" And then he starts going into it. And he's like, "You know, I go into the computer and I restructure." And I go, "That sounds really boring. Is that boring?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, it's kind of boring, but it's okay. You know, I have a good 9 to 5. And he had a bit of an accent, in case you're wondering why I'm doing an accent.
Yeah, I was like, why the fuck?
He had a bit of an accent. I should have mentioned that. And he's like, anyway, and then I just looked at him and I go, I said, "You know, what makes your soul sing? What makes you happy? What would make you feel something?"
Hippie piece of shit.
And you know, he just looks at me. He looks at me dead in the eyes and he just goes, "I thought you were a comedian."
Oh, I like that you hurt him.
I know.
You fucking hurt him.
He's and I a go, comedian. Oh, that was great.
"I thought you were a comedian." I just go, and of course I'm on a weed mint. I was like, "I am a dragon sorceress psychic comedian."
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
And of course Allison's there, so she's just dying, and I'm just
dude,
like,
dude, you are the Phoebe of the real world.
If he's fucking if I was spaz. There and I heard him say, "I thought you were a comedian," I would have fucking lost my mind.
He was not happy with me. "I thought you were a comedian." I was like, "I'm not just a comedian.
Like he paid.
I will
for
let a, you know your pain.
He was upset. Like he paid for a show. It was like, yeah. I thought this was supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Why are you making me sad and realize that I don't have dreams, you asshole?
Next time, just start cutting yourself in front of them.
Guys, I'm helping people to follow their soul. Can't you see what I'm doing?
No, but people can't handle it. Dude, my friend, So I used to, there was this two-man management company that I used to be with. This is like 5-6 years ago. One used to do entertainment lawyer, got this great job and ended up going back to entertainment lawyer. The other one ended up becoming an agent. I'm still friends with both of them, but the guy that's the entertainment lawyer, he's in LA. And I remember I had this conversation that was like almost out of a book. Where he saw me at the UCB and he was just like, man, he was like, the best time of my life was when I was a manager for comedians. I loved it. I did it for 5 years. It's the happiest I was. But, you know, there's structure to this job and I have a house here and, you know, I can take care of my wife. And, you know, there's things I don't like about it. But, you know, this, I don't think I can. That was really hard. And there was a lot of like, you know, I didn't know what was going to be next. And I know what this is. And I'm looking across from him and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent next month. I have no idea. But I'd rather shit a brick right before April 1st than fucking ever live my life like that. That's horrible to me. And not everybody can handle this. And what I think is funny is I think because I had a horrible childhood, I don't know how to read and everything has always sucked. Of course I can handle this. It's always going to suck. I'll figure it out.
What made you handle it? Because unlike us, he has the same philosophy, but is doing fucking, he's making some money.
He's got good hair. I don't fucking trust anybody.
No, but
that's
the first time anyone's ever said that to me in my entire
good hair?
Life. Yeah.
You do have good hair. You have very normal guy hair, actually.
I'm very standard.
You have standard
person.
Hair.
Yeah. There's nothing like
no,
really outrageous.
No, you're a good looking dude, but like, I wouldn't be like, did you see Joe Santagato's hair? Like, it's good hair, but it's not like, it's hair. Great hair. Anyway, keep going.
Well, I actually don't know enough about you. Like, did you?
Well, he started to go to college and then started getting like a panic attack.
I wasn't getting panic attacks, but I knew in high school that I was like, I don't really know what I want to do in my life. I know that school is not really my thing. I've always been like a good student, like 88 to 90 for everything. Forever. And then I was like
the typical white dude.
Yeah, just very typical white. I'm the most
Joe,
standard
the
white person. Seriously, white I'm as standard as my name. It's crazy.
But
Joe.
You're an alien king, so keep going.
Okay, here we go.
It's true.
Whatever the fuck that means. I
thought about you on the Weedman, and it's confirmed. Because when I'm on a Weedman, yo, some shit comes down through the universe.
The Weedman. She's going to forever like refer back to this Weedman for the rest of her life.
Dude, I'll tell you more about the Weedman experience, because that shit was crazy.
Jesus.
Woo!
But
I just keep making sound. Yeah! Weedman!
Sorry. This isn't even my show, and I'm sorry.
I'm going to end with more
I do
Weedman
this every
story.
Every week. I do this shit with
Keith. No, you are a very resilient person, and you should be. You should have
I feel like I should get like an award. Like someone should
Let's
honor me.
Actually, you're welcome. You know how much I've helped his soul, and I know that because on the Weedman, I can really see into our soul contract agreement. Joe Santagato, Alien King. Keep going. Keep going, peasant.
I went to college and I did a semester. Like barely, I hated it. And then I signed up for another semester and I went to the first day of classes. And then I decided from then on, I would get in the car because I would leave before my mother went to work. I would get in the car, drive there, and just park outside and not go in. Like, I just couldn't find it in me to even get into the classroom.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't, like, whatever.
But at least you fucking listen to it. Because that's the thing is there's so many people that listen to it right before they're about to marry somebody or right before they're about to make, like, some huge decision or move somewhere or get a job. And they don't. Listen to it.
Well, that's because people think something's wrong. Like, they're like, something's wrong with me. Why am I thinking this way? I've never felt that way.
Because nobody respects the fact that they have feelings. Like, that's why when I meet somebody and they're like, my favorite thing is to drink, I'm like, who hurt you? Who hurt you that you're not gonna, you're not gonna.
That's the Liz I know and love. Keep going.
Dude, like, why the fuck? That's not an activity. Like, if your favorite thing to do is bang or your favorite thing to do is drink or weed is the best thing that's ever happened to you, good. So you don't want to feel feelings. Yeah, they fucking hurt, but they also could be really awesome if you fucking listen to them some of the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that kind of bothers me is, like, you were about to fucking do whatever you were going to do in school. You felt like shit. And until you figured it out, you sat in a car and you listened to 80s rock. I could tell. So
classic rock is my favorite, like, ever. My favorite genre of music. On the way over here, I was blasting.
Really?
But that's good. Uncomfortable. She's good. People don't
She's got some psychic intuition.
People don't like being uncomfortable. And that's the thing. No, yeah. And so you either fill it with people or activities or some kind of fucking job and you keep yourself busy. And I think the people that actually do what they want to do, even if it is graphic design or fucking architect or whatever the fuck it is, it's the people that at least allow themselves to sit in the uncomfortableness. And know that this shit takes work. Everything takes work.
I always tell people,
my tits off.
Because people,
blowing them off.
People always ask me, like, about how to do what I do or whatever the fuck. I don't know. They ask me for advice. Wrong person. But I just tell them, like, you can't be controlled by money. If you want to do something, just fucking do it. And it's like, eventually you're going to be good at it and people are going to pay you to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just fucking figure it out. And I always said, like, if I could just, for the rest of my life, I could care less how, you know, big everything gets, whatever. As long as I get enough money to live, I'm fine. Because yeah. I'm able, yeah. if I'm able to do whatever the fuck I want to do and just live, cool. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not about, like, trying to make this amount of money. I'm trying to be a millionaire, all that shit. Like, if that happens, awesome. And I get to take care of people that, I get to take care of my friends and family, which is, you know,
nice.
Would be nice. But really, I just want to be able to do what I want to do and just be happy for the rest of my life doing something. And, like, the money, I could care less. I
would
say
to everyone.
And you
guys are both brave people to do that because, like you were saying, most people have such trouble sitting in the discomfort. So whether they're going to weed, banging a lot of people, drinking, or even, you know, dating the wrong person because they don't want to be alone with themselves.
Yeah.
You know, even today I was driving here. I was feeling a bit of my uncomfortable feelings and I was just like, this is it, Kate. Like, this is the place where you get tested and you sit in it instead of calling the person that has disappointed you a lot of times, or, you know, like, this is it. And this is the place that most people don't want to be in. So, like, yeah, it sucks to be here, but, like, own it and be proud that you're sitting in it.
Yeah. And it's not easy by any
no.
means. Like, you have to deal with that, like, you know, periodically. I remember there was a time where I wasn't working. I wasn't in school. All my friends were away at college, like, doing the typical thing, like, you know, and having fun partying every night, whatever. And I was just like, I was like, I'm fucked right now. Like, you know what I mean? It just feels like bad. I just knew that's not for me. I know that's not me. And I just, like, it sucks because everyone's like, you dropped out? Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Everyone, like, looks at you weird.
Conventionally, everybody's just like, well, you're screwed. And you're like, why is there only one way to do something?
Yeah.
I told Shane, so Shane was talking about college, and I'm like, you don't have to go to college. And but I
of
mean
course
it.
A broke mom would say
I
that.
But I don't mean it because of that.
You know, it doesn't really, it's not like
but Shane,
days.
No, but listen.
It doesn't mean you're going to get a job. Let me, here.
It is
talk,
true.
It is
true.
I'm so anti-college.
And I said
no
to
idea.
Shane, he goes, well, how would I get a good job? And I go, that's the lie. I go, clearly, if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer,
I don't even believe
you
that
should,
shit anymore.
Well, if you're going to cut me open, please
yeah,
know
surgeons.
What the fuck you're doing.
Surgeons and, like, lawyers are, like, the only people that I
but
think
that, but that's what I was trying
school.
To say to him. I was like, I'm not saying experience isn't good or learning isn't good, but you don't need to go to college. It's such a, for some people, yes, but.
Especially if you don't know what the fuck you want to do.
No, wait.
What
this
a
was,
fucking scam
I started
that
saying
is.
To Shane, I was like, question everything, Shane. Question everything. Do not be a sheep. And he literally goes, I like sheep. They're fluffy. And I go,
your
don't
gonna
be an ant.
So
and he
therapy.
Goes, the ant's just trying to feed the queen ant. And I was like, damn it, Shane. And he's like, what about a zombie? I was like,
don't be a zombie.
But he just kept, it was such a funny conversation. And I was like, and then I was like, and at the end, I was like, thank you for questioning me.
Yeah.
Because you learned. Mommy said sheep and you questioned her. And I like that. I like that about you.
I think when it comes down to it, you really have to be comfortable with yourself and believe in yourself and think that no matter what, you'll be fine. Like, that's the only attitude I can even remember that I've ever had. Like, the only philosophy I've ever had, I was like, I'm fucking fine. Like, whatever. Like, my dad used to threaten to kick me out all the
hashtag
time.
Hashtag stable.
My dad used to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I've never believed in myself.
No,
I still don't believe in
that's
myself.
That's not true. You might think that you have more broken glass in there, but deep down you do, or you wouldn't
be doing
everything
you do. I can't
wait
to show you my Edinburgh poster. It's all broken.
And by Edinburgh poster, she means.
Vagina.
No, but that's, but I mean, to me, it's, I, I think I've gotten through all the lapses of believing in myself, because there's like a moment. It's usually like when I'm manic. I'm like, oh, I believe in myself. But like, but like I'm a researcher. I fucking, you can say I'm wrong, but I've read 10 more books than you have. Ooh. The fact that I'm even feeling the best I've ever felt diet wise is because I read the whole internet. And then I read 10 books about the internet. And I've been to 5 specialists. It's like I now have a grasp on what's going on with my body and what I need to do. And it's like knowledge is the thing that's kind of, you know, knowledge is power, everybody. Mm-hmm. But like that's the thing that's my security blanket. And there's definitely some fucking, you know, I don't know. I have workaholic tendencies, so I can see that's the thing that I use to comfort myself when I'm uncomfortable. But at least it's something that's like, okay, I'll add more value to my thoughts and keep researching, and then I'll talk to different people. Like, I'm one of the first people that, like, whenever I do something different, I ask, like, 10 different people that have done it before me, what should I be doing? But you don't even take that at face value. You just keep fact-checking.
What's good. Yeah. I always do that, too. Like, whenever I talk to people and they say something, and they're successful at something that I'm interested in, and they say something, I'm really, like, kind of testing the waters and seeing if whatever they're saying is validating to me. Like, I knew that. All right, good.
Yeah. You know what but I mean? It's also, like, somebody will give you one idea, and you're like, oh, I can link it to that idea. Yeah. And then you take, you know what I mean?
It's you take what resonates with you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You make up your own religion by taking little pieces of other people's
philosophies. That's why they say find your own truth.
Yeah. You find other people's philosophies. You're like, yeah, I'm going to help an old lady walk across the street, and I'm going to say a prayer every time it's 11:11. And you know what I mean? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just make shit up.
She knows about 11:11.
You make shit up.
11:11, when you see that.
You make a wish.
Yeah, you see, when you see 11:11, like on the clock, angels are with you, you're in alignment. It's just some good stuff. So yeah. Just think about that, Joe. Okay.
Have you ever watched the clock from 11:09?
No, I haven't.
I would say, like,
I need a wish. No, like,
I don't make a wish. I just, when I look at it, I go, oh, they're with me. They're telling me I'm supported.
Yeah, right. You wait, like, 10:57, you wait to fucking...
Nuh-uh. Yeah. When you're an alien queen, you don't have to wait.
You don't need that shit.
Okay.
I thought you were a fire monkey tornado.
I'm all of it, Joe. Anyway, what I love, though, is how... This is corny because I'm such a cornball, but we started talking about, like, treating your body right with food, but ultimately it's just about listening to your body, you know. Yeah. The whole thing, it's like your body's telling you feel like shit, you don't want to go into class, you listen. And too many people, they think something's wrong with them. Like, I have known so many people where they start going to a job they hate, they start feeling that feeling, and they think something's wrong with me because I'm not fitting into the system, and then they go and take maybe medication to override it. And I'm not saying all medication's bad.
I am.
Fine. Liz is. I don't want to say that because I'm a pussy. But
I'm on board with that, by the way. Documentary today. Very knowledgeable.
Did the documentary go into medication?
Yeah, it's like, no, like, there's pills for everything for no reason. You just eat the right thing,
you'll
be fine.
People numb the pain away. When the pain... In the pain, there's information, and it's telling you where to go, where you don't want to go. And people just, once again, they don't want to sit with their discomfort. They think something is wrong with them. And we don't live in a society where we're told, no, listen to that. Listen to that voice. Listen to your intuition. So I'd say the main thing is listening to your body.
Yeah, you just got to be honest with yourself. Honestly. Like, you know when you're fucking up or you're just, like, lazy or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there's tons of people who drop out of college and, like, if you ask them, they have some stupid excuse, but they know in the back of their mind, I just didn't want to fucking go. You know,
and that's fine.
Yeah. Like, just be honest with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, me, I was dropping out of college and I wasn't thinking, like, I just don't want to wake up or whatever. I was just like, this really just isn't whatever.
For you.
That's why it was so easy
for me to not go. It's not in alignment with your soul song.
Exactly. That's why it was so easy for me to not go. I didn't even think twice about it. I was just like, I really know that I just don't want to. This isn't my thing. It's not that I'm lazy or some shit. You know what I mean? And you don't feel sorry for yourself if something doesn't go your way. Like, don't feel sorry for yourself. Like, that's dumb. You know what I mean? People have it way worse than you. Just be better. That's it. Like, if you want something, go get it. That's why I hated school. Because I'm like, you teach me all this shit, and I hate all of it. Like, I'm never going to use any of this shit. If I could literally be my own teacher. Like, what is the difference between me and a teacher? We're both people. You just read the fucking textbook.
No, Shane comes home with some of this homework, and he's like, Mom, can you help me? And I'm like, I don't know how. He's like, you don't know how? I'm like, yeah, and I'm functioning fine. Just because I don't know how to do this weird pie chart thing, you know? Like, it doesn't do anything for my life. Maybe for someone, they need to know a pie chart. Pie chart away.
I only use color pencils for my coloring books. That's the last. It's like fourth grade and then adult coloring books. That's the last time I made a pie chart, colored anything, had a fucking...
Adult coloring books are where it's at. They're very popular now.
Dude, it's killing me. I heard. Right, it's amazing.
You should get one.
No.
Take a weed mint.
Take a weed mint.
I haven't colored in a while.
It was my favorite. I took a child, like a child where you like watch kids and you learn about kids. Like, I'm one of the least maternal people you ever met. And I did it so I could color with kids at a table for 45 minutes.
I'm awesome. Going to bring Shane over. We're going to do a cute little coloring book sesh.
Dude, let's do it.
Let's do it.
You know what I actually wanted to do when I had my animated web series was turn my characters into a coloring book.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't do
it. Oh, I like that. First of all, Shane, that's how this whole love affair started. Shane, she has this web series called Damaged. It's an animated series, and Shane became obsessed with it. He's got the poster hanging on his wall. He loves Liz Mealy because he'd watch your like interviews with it. He's a really, yeah. Shane's a cutie.
It's about two broken robots that are adopted by humans. Pretty Aww. Broken over here. Don't throw out broken robots, guys. They're people too.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to wrap this up? Should I talk more about the weed mint before we go?
If you bring that up ever again.
No. I seriously? Okay.
I'm serious. Stop it.
It was so cool.
Get it. You were high.
Yeah, but this was a different kind.
You're not
my
special.
High is shrooms high. Just so everyone knows, I'm at this place called Spin, which is an amazing ping pong bar owned by Susan Sarandon. Have you heard of it? It's dope.
Everything you just said is horrible.
Except ping pong. I like ping pong.
It's a really cool space.
Good at ping pong.
No, it's honestly, it's a huge space and people are playing ping pong. It was a really awesome.
I would love to go.
Honestly, guys, are we in? I'm really good.
I probably would get into a fight because I'm super competitive. I bought a ping pong table once and every single day for like 6 months just played. That's all I did.
It's really good for stress. That's like my dream is if I ever had an office is a ping pong table because it's really good. And I'm really good.
I'm getting one right now.
Okay, well, I'm not good at ping pong. But anyway, I'm going to sum this up. I did feel into your energy, Joe, and the whole quote unquote mission. And honestly, right now we're going through a period where people are actually waking up. And what I mean by waking up is like the consciousness is people's consciousness is evolving. And I just want to say that you're a part of it. You're a part of it. I'm a part of it. So yay.
Where'd you get Soul Sing from?
Actually, I think I got that one from my ex Tim, because when I first met him, I was talking about what to call that. Cause I knew that we all had unique vibrations and notes within us. And I think he said that, I don't know if he came up with it or if his spiritual teacher, Brenda Carter Blessings.
I can't do this.
But
I just back away slowly.
But I believe it came from her and through him, but Soul Song, man, it's real. We all have a unique song that we've come here to sing and it's who we are.
Can I have soul jokes?
Can you what?
Can I have soul jokes?
Of course you can.
I can't sing.
We're all meant to sing.
But you know what I mean? Your soul song isn't singing.
I got some one-liners.
But it's your unique expression, you being true to who you are. And people are scared to be true to who they are because we're told that most people conform because they think that they're supposed to. And they suppress. And that's where anxiety comes in. All sorts of things happen when you suppress who you are.
I still have anxiety.
Okay, well, you're working on it. You're working on reconnecting to your authentic self. Because the other thing is, a lot of times people have anger, and that could be part of their soul song. It's actually anger is linked to power. So until they allow themselves or give themselves space for that part of themselves, they feel a little off. So
she did a tarot card reading for me. I was very anti-tarot card reading. But she
were into it.
I was. It was actually pretty good. And we did it in a Whole Foods, so I felt safe.
I made you whole in a Whole Foods, Liz. Ding, ding. Are you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You make faces that just ruin.
I call this anxious squirrel or antisocial squirrel.
Okay. I would love it if you never did that ever again.
Okay. Liz, where can they find you?
Everything's Liz Mealy at Liz Mealy, LizMealy.com, all that jazz. M-I-E-L-E.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, I have a show with Nathan McIntosh coming up April 21st at New York Comedy Club. Promo code Nate Kate. It's at 8 o'clock. Please come out. Tarot card readings are $50. Email me K Wolf.
She's actually really good.
Thank you. KWolf27 at Gmail. And for those of you who send me, you know, long emails, I do read them. It's hard for me to get back to everyone, but a tarot card reading could help me.
So
that's where they find out I'm illiterate. And Twitter, the Kate Wolf.
If you guys want to contact me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato.